Yeah, I let Mike answer that one because he knows that's the answer. You know, sending them a letter, yeah. And I got a letter in the mail. I think maybe I better quit doing this. Yeah, okay. You know, some people you just not. Hey, look, you know, I'm just saying like it is. I'm just telling it like it is. I mean, I don't like this either. I don't approve of this crap, but I'm just telling it like it is, man. You're not going to, you know, unless they get a visit and are heavily fined or something, if they have radio gear like ham gear and stuff, and, you know, FCC will take all that. When they take your license, if you have a license, ham license, they also take your radio gear, too. Because you're not allowed to own ham gear that transmits. Technically, you're not allowed to own it if you don't own a license. So usually they'll confiscate your gear, too. But like Mike says, there's no field offices in Michigan, so they're not going to come all the way out from Washington just because a couple people jacking off on GMRS there.
No, but my point is someone in the FCC office is taking our money, right? So why can't somebody from that office monitor what's going on? That's just my point. That's all.